Hello, everyone, and welcome to GG in the 561. I'm Pam Barker. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. Guess what? It's been 20 years since the film Sideways was released. I can't believe it. Alexander Payne, I think he's pretty good in his projects, actually. But 20 years, I can't believe that. When it came out, when it was released, it was kind of a small film, and it built, the momentum of it built, and it became huge, and it still is huge. People still love the movie, still watch the movie. I do. I own the movie and streaming. I bought it so I can watch it whenever. Sideways was this small movie. Gary and I, my partner and everything, saw it at a kind of a movie. It was a movie, an art movie house in Dallas, Texas when it was released, and we fell in love with it. We tend to do things like laugh inappropriately at things other people aren't laughing at, and it was the same thing during Sideways. It's like, I don't think the people, and the, by the way, it was not a full house by any stretch, so I don't think people totally got the humor as much as we did. So sometimes we were the only ones laughing. But the thing is, the film was made by the great directing, the cinematography, the wine, and what we all learned about wine, right? But by Paul Giamatti's portrayal of Miles. He made that movie what it was, because let's face it, if you've seen the movie, if you haven't seen the movie, go watch it. But it, you know, it was one of those movies where it could have gone different ways because of the topic, the way it was portrayed. Thomas Hayden Church, also a big fan of his. I knew him at that point really more than I knew Paul Giamatti, frankly. But his character of Jack and Miles, two main characters, it could have gone a different way. But the way it was directed and presented, because Jack, let's face it, that character was not someone you could embrace and love. He had no moral compass whatsoever, as did Miles, the character portrayed by Paul Giamatti. They really kind of searched for the right person. Rex Pickett, who wrote the book Sideways, said production kind of stalled because they were waiting for the right actor. Ty Burrell from Modern Family, if you watch that, was considered. He was a real contender for the role of Miles, and how wrong would that have been? But I have to tell you, one of the reasons I'm bringing this up too, this caught my attention because of an article in Wine Enthusiast. So if you want to go read that, but a film that we saw recently, brilliant, again, small film, Alexander Payne, small in the sense of didn't get a lot of fanfare. It got a lot of critical recognition and people watching. It's called The Holdovers. Please go watch that film if you haven't seen it. It's excellent. I can't say that enough. What I didn't realize, but it makes perfect sense, if you have seen the movie, there's a small line in the film about Miles not drinking Merlot. And since that, for 20 years, apparently, Paul Giamatti in real life has had to deal with that. And he doesn't really find it very funny when people at restaurants send him over bottle after bottle of Merlot or yell, scream that line into his face, right in his face. Paul Giamatti is a big fan of Alexander Payne. He has been quoted as saying, "I would do anything that guy wants me to do anytime. He's one of the greatest American directors alive. I'll do anything he wants." The thing about the film Sideways, it was to me so beautifully filmed, the way of the vineyards, and even though it was about these two main characters and this trip they went on into a bit of Northern California from San Diego prior to one of the characters getting married. Jack was going to get married after that. Alexander Payne was really questioned about certain aspects of the film. And one of the things he said, he never expected this one little line about Merlot to be so huge. And he has been asked why. Why did he really pick on, I guess, Merlot? And he said, at that particular time, Merlot was kind of overproduced. It was a very flabby wine. Not that great of a taste. And he said, since then, Pinot Noir has become the flabby wine. The Pinot is now overproduced as opposed to Merlot. And he said, he actually said, if he were to have a party to celebrate the film at this point, he said he would serve Merlot. He would actually serve Merlot. But the film did quite a bit for the wine industry in Northern California. It actually exploded thanks to this little film. And he said everything that really happened during the filming and post-filming, so much of it was really, really unexpected. He personally, by the way, Alexander Payne, he likes red. He likes the Cabernet Franc, Cab Franc, which they do criticize a bit in the film. He said, by the way, he also likes Spanish wine. He said they're very easy on the budget. And he's actually also made wine, FYI, as you will find out in this article. But it's so interesting about him singling out Merlot in the whole book. He also talks about the Sesakaya, if I'm saying that right, wine that the character Maya mentions. He is a big fan of that. So I think it's kind of an expensive wine, by the way. But he said it was really very simple, him choosing Merlot to sort of pick on, because it was overproduced, overmarketed, and overconsumed, and it was a flabby wine. And he said people who don't really know wine will order that because it's easy. You don't have to know much about it. But he said if on this 20th anniversary, he would, if there are any celebratory events, he would definitely serve Merlot. He wondered, someone asked him what he would single out now, in, you know, where it was wine for that film. What would it be? What's the most overdone thing now? Snobbiness of wine, people who, there's a level of pretension about wine, or there was, especially back then. But he said cheese, because cheese is now the thing that he would use instead of wine or Merlot in particular. He said he does like Merlot, by the way, and that everything kind of comes around, and it's the same for food and for wine. He said when he goes to dinner with people, they want him to order the wine, and he really doesn't do it. He asks a professional, the sommelier, for their recommendations, because they know what's good, what will go with the food. But I really loved talking about the 20th anniversary of Sideways. I guess a lot of people didn't like Sideways because of Jack's character and being having no moral compass. But you have to strip that away, and you have to see, you have to focus on, he kind of got his, as it were. He, you know, he didn't escape without some bumps along the way. Sandra Oh, who at that time was married to Alexander Payne in real life, she was the one who really got the terrible end of everything, because she had a fling with the character Jack. And but I think that's why some women in particular did not care for the movie in a way. I think you either loved it or hated it. But you strip away the piece of it that is, okay, he's a cad. Jack's character was a terrible cad. But, and you focus in on the friendship, the long-time friendship of these two guys. They were roommates in college, and I think in their freshman year. I haven't seen the film in a bit, but I think that's what they said in the film. And you focus on Miles. Miles is an eighth grade teacher. He's a struggling writer who keeps getting rejected. He takes medication for his mental issues, his anxieties, things like that. And then he finds Maya and has real feelings for her. And how does that play out? So if you haven't seen the movie Sideways 20 years ago when it came out, please watch it. And I tell you, when I saw the movie, I liked it so very much. And I bought the music, and I still play that. Rolf Kent did the music. And there are scenes in that movie where the parts of it, it's very retro, and they're playing the music, and they're driving through the wineries, and it's so beautifully done. Anyway, thank you for being here. Don't forget that I also have another podcast now called, well, it's not new, but Travel Bistro, so look that up. These podcasts are on over 20 platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, and Amazon, and many, many others, 20. So thank you for that. Catch Gary on All Things Cruise and Splash Magazine Worldwide. Oh, and do not forget to check out our YouTube channel, NorthPalmBeachLife.com. These podcasts always rest on NorthPalmBeachLife.com, as well as lots of writing by Gary. And so please, please, please check everything out. Don't forget my books. They're on Amazon. I do thank you so very much for being with me today. I know you're right there on the other side of the microphone. I can feel the vibe. I can feel it. So thank you for being there. And go watch Sideways. At least listen to the music. If you haven't seen it, heard it, check it out, or read about it in Wine Enthusiasts. Thank you so very much. I'm Pam Barker. Gigi in the 561. Stay with me.